T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. This is the one that we refer to as the bonus hour. However, it is remarkably similar to the other three that preceded it. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, also available for you, 71307, and my email, bob@1063word.com. Great to have you along. Drive carefully. Streets are slippery out there. Could be some hydroplaning going on. And headlights on if you haven't done that yet. And let's go to the phones here in the bonus hour, beginning with Diane. Hi, Diane, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. Haven't spoken to you in quite some time.
And how have you been?
Well, I'm all right.
Well, good.
Taking a break from the impeachment madness, let's focus on something going on in South Carolina.
Okay.
Apparently, the mayor of Columbia has approved the red flag law, which is totally unconstitutional.
Yep.
The mayor of Myrtle Beach, she said she agrees with it. But, and let's bring it back to Greenville, where Foxy Noxy has also tried to throw through red flag laws which were not approved. Now, my bone of contention is with Alan Wilson, the AG.
Right.
His response was just an opinion page.
Right.
Not to sue them for violating the Constitution.
Correct.
So my reason for calling is, why don't we get some of these people on the phone to justify their stance?
That's a good question. In fact, Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina was on with me for an hour last week, and we spent some time on this, talking about how the city council in Columbia had passed a red flag gun law where they can, just on the whim of someone who may have a grudge against you or some other non-legitimate reason, may report you as a threat, leading to LEOs coming to your home and taking away your firearms. That is totally unconstitutional, because if you read it in black and white, it says very plainly that the only entity that can change gun laws in South Carolina is the state legislature. But what we see here, as you astutely point out, Diane, is the gun grabber's camel trying to stick its nose under the tent. They know they would have difficulty, to put it mildly, getting a red flag gun law passed statewide in South Carolina. So they do the next best thing, and they go around to these local municipalities, and they find these left-leaning gun-grabbing mayors, such as in Columbia and Myrtle Beach, and who knows, maybe here as well, and convince them to violate the Constitution by passing these laws. Now, you're right. The onus of responsibility now lies with the Attorney General to get off his duff and sue the city of Columbia to try and drive a nail into the coffin of these red flag gun laws before they spread to other municipalities. So I would encourage everybody to do that, to inundate the AG's office with phone calls, text messages, emails, snail mails, every way you can think of, and tell him, hey, look, you're the state's chief law enforcement officer. You're going to let these guys get away with it?
Well, remember, Bobby, he ran on a platform of law and order.
Correct.
And he has chosen to disregard that.
Yeah, because merely issuing an opinion saying, hey, you guys, you're violating the state constitution here. You can't do that. To which the leftist mayor of Columbia responded, oh, yeah? Well, do something to stop me. Essentially tossing down the gauntlet, and there it lies.
Well, I wish you, Bobby, that you would get Alan Wilson on the radio to explain his rationale for allowing this violation.
That's an excellent suggestion, and I will pursue that and see if we can get him on here, because as the state's chief law enforcement officer, as I just pointed out, it's the onus of responsibility is on him to, what was it Deputy Barney said? Nip it in the bud.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate the call. Dozen minutes after six. Let's go to Lawrence next and bring in David here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, David, and welcome to the show.
Mr. Mack, thank you very much. I enjoy your show immensely.
Thank you, sir.
You
have excellent taste, David.
Yes, sir. My question is, I don't understand Mr. Barr not finding Mr. Comey guilty of anything and letting him off. And as I hear things and I see things, it appears to me everybody that was involved in the coup is going to get off. And Mr. Graham, Lindsey Graham, evidently he is not going to do anything about all the information that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the IG, I think he's a leftover from Obama. I may be wrong.
No, he is not. He is a Trump appointee.
Okay.
Right.
But it still seems like he's not going to do anything either.
Well, look, I certainly understand your frustration. And believe me, I share it. I would just point out there are a couple of things that have to happen procedurally for what you suggest. Number one, if Comey, Brennan, et al. Are going to be dragged before the bar, that is a responsibility that the Attorney General has assigned to Mr. Durham. And he is now conducting a criminal investigation into not just what happened leading up to the beginning of Operation Crossfire, the coup attempt against President Trump by the FBI and the DOJ. It is his responsibility to investigate everything that happened in connection with that. And when his investigation is complete, then I have my fingers crossed that we will see grand jury indictments and we'll see trials that will continue into what I hope will be the second term of Donald J. Trump.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, you know, I'm in agreement with you. That should happen because the two-tier legal system that's in place right now is alive and well.
Yes.
And
yeah. The Democrats act as if there are only two branches of government, legislative and judicial, and ignore the executive branch, which, of course, is their boss.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know there's tons of other people that want to get on and speak with you. But like I said, I enjoy your show immensely, and I love your group and your crew.
You
do a fantastic job.
Very kind, David. Thank you very much. I appreciate very much. Thank you, sir. The other aspect of this, and David touched on it, what happens when this gets to the Senate with Lindsey and Mitch McConnell? There is speculation that perhaps they don't want this delved into too deeply because they might have some mud on their skirts as well, and that's why Lindsey and McConnell are saying, yeah, it gets over here. We're just going to, once I am assured, said Lindsey, that I have 51 votes for acquittal, that'll be it. We're not going to drag in Schiff, the Bidens, or Comey, or Brennan, or Clapper, or anybody else. And the president vehemently disagrees with that. He wants these people, he wants a spotlight to shine on them, the same way these phony accusations have been lambasted all over him. We'll see where this goes. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then we come right back, and I'll spell out some of the specifics of how Mr. Brennan managed to lie through his teeth about the Steele dossier. That and the hunt for Bigfoot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Orleans in the background, or for those locals, will know it should be pronounced Orleans. There you go, Orleans. 6:22 here in the Bobby Mac Show, the wet and rainy Tuesday edition. Bobby, President Trump should deputize Laura Loomer and have her serve the arrest warrant on Jim Comey from Wayne. Bobby, all the birds died in 1987 due to Reagan killing them and replacing the spies that are now watching us. The birds work for the bourgeoisie. Oh. I was unaware of that. Thanks for telling me. Bobby, I'm late tuning in. We'll have to catch the podcast. Please tell Moneypenny the sun didn't rise at all today in Mountain Rest, so we had no sunset to speak of. Gotcha. Bobby, if our schools are the worst in the nation, then teachers and administrators' salaries should also be the worst. They should have gotten pay cuts instead. Although I blame the NEA more than I do the individual teachers, you know, they got to teach the, pardon the expression, the crap that they're handed. Hey, Bob, I just got a call from Team Bernie, feeling the burn, asking for my support and a donation. Well, it just so happens I bought a Minions fart pistol last week, just for giggles, so I grabbed it and just kept pulling the trigger. The guy on the other end busted out laughing and said, "I'm guessing you're a Trump supporter," and hung up. Made my day. From Jim. And easily. So this IG report certainly makes a liar. Well, Brennan made himself a liar, but it points it out. This is from Zero Hedge. While the hotly anticipated Inspector General Pfizer report was perhaps the world's loudest wrist slap, resulting in just one criminal referral, despite a mountain of evidence that the FBI's top brass made serious errors while investigating the Trump campaign, and even that description, in my estimation, is generous. The Federalist Madeleine Osborne points out that former CIA Director John Brennan was caught in a lie when he said they did not rely on the infamous Steele dossier for the Obama administration's ICA, or Intelligence Community Assessment. That report, thrown together over the course of a month, was used to inform President Obama and then-President-elect Donald Trump in January 2017 of Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 election. You know, I'm so sick of hearing that. I mean, Russia joined everybody else in trying to interfere in the election. China, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, the list goes on and on. But according to Monday's Pfizer report, there was significant discussion on whether to include the Steele dossier in the main body of the report, with former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe saying that he felt strongly that the Steele election reporting belonged in the body of the report because he feared that placing it in an appendix was tacking it on in a way that would minimize the information and prevent it from being properly considered. Several months after the report was released, Brennan told the House Intelligence Committee, May 23, 2017, CIA did not rely on the Steele dossier for the ICA report in any way. Question, Mr. Gowdy, do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as any part of court filings, applications, petitions, or pleadings? Mr. Brennan, I have no awareness. Mr. Gowdy, did the CIA rely on it? Mr. Brennan, no. Mr. Gowdy, why not? Mr. Brennan, because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information, the body of information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not. An obvious lie. To the phones we go here at 626. Let's bring in Richard, who is in Greer. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I heard when you were talking about Alan Wilson and all that, you referred to this Mr. Et al. Is that a new person in that? I had to take a double check. I mean, this is like I'm listening, I'm driving, I'm like, oh, distraction will be there. Oh, okay, et al.
Yeah, et al.
Others,
yeah, actually,
others.
That would, of course, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that I'm merely referencing the Latin, hearkening back to my 10th grade Latin class for that one.
Right, you're a few years ahead. And then on the Horowitz, I guess you're saying the IG Horowitz, I thought Horowitz was Obama appointing. Now, yes, Trump held him over, which means Trump may appoint him.
Yeah, no, the question I was answering was about Attorney General Barr.
Okay, because I heard IG versus AG. Okay.
Oh, I got you. Horowitz, yes, you're correct. And if there was confusion there, you are accurate in pointing out Mr. Horowitz has been around since the Obama administration.
Okay, because I heard, I said, wait a minute, the IG, that's who did this. Okay, and here's the other thing. Now, yeah. I didn't watch any of this stuff.
Who can blame you? Yeah.
I just watched some experts from it. And I never did see the IG Horowitz. I saw Castro. I saw their counsel, this and the other. Did he not even appear, period?
That is before? Correct. Yeah, he took a low profile. However, hold fire, because tomorrow Mr. Horowitz is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by the senior senator from South Carolina.
Right. Well, now, will he show up there, too?
Yes.
I guess he will not.
He will. At least my understanding is he will. That's been set for about a week.
Okay. Because I thought he was supposed to do this report in front of the House. And I said, where is it? You know, everything I've seen,
right.
I see this Castro guy, I see this counsel for this, that, and the other. I mean, and that's the other thing. This is crazy. Unfortunately, and it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans, it's independents.
Sure.
You know, did they just bring, let's bring a lawyer into this crap? I mean, we didn't appoint a lawyer to represent us.
No. Here's the connection there, Richard. This Goldman character is one of the top guys at this group called Lawfare, and Lawfare is a leftist-funded organization that has been working with the Democrats on this whole impeachment business going back to before we even knew about it.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that it's, you know, if you get a subpoena or if you're supposed to appear before the House, just don't send a lawyer to talk. I mean, that's what it's becoming, and now that, you have to consider, my lawyer, the person's not even there.
Right.
That did this, and that's what I'm trying to say. All this is crazy. It's just gotten,
It is out of control. Goldman was the lead lawyer appointed by Schiff to handle the questioning for all of these so-called witnesses, none of whom, by the way, were on the phone call, with the exception of Colonel Vindman.
Right. I mean, it's just you know.
Well, it's bogus.
I mean, I know it's probably a lot of lawyers that listen to your show, but, you know, anytime you know, if a lawyer's lying, you know, you see his lips moving. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll bump Amazing True Facts to the other side of the newscast and bring that in the Tuesday edition here on the Bobby Mack Show on 106.3 WORD and now on 101.5 in Anderson. Welcome back, Bobby Mack Show. Last half of the bonus hour with a little sound of the season there. 22 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. And that brings us to the point in the program where it's time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary Goodvoice. Inappropriate Christmas items... There's always somebody out there looking to make a buck. Coming up with something that may not be safe for family viewing. Walmart Canada has been forced to apologize after they let a company sell a Christmas sweater on their website that showed a snowman dressed as Santa doing lines of cocaine.
I saw that.
The sweater also carried the tagline, "Let it snow."
I so want that shirt.
You know, I guess if you're really looking for ugly, for the ugly Christmas sweater party, there you would go. Two more weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. Online survey taken yesterday asked 30,000 people if they have begun their Christmas shopping yet or not. Little Annie, you begun your Christmas shopping?
I have. I've been a good girl.
Good for you. Miss Moneypenny, have you begun your Christmas shopping yet?
Christmas shopping? What's Christmas shopping?
I have, but mine is going to be kind of minimal.
Yeah.
Because my baby doll Brenda told me what she wanted, and I already got a couple of those things, but... I'm sure there'll be a surprise along the way.
Aww. All my friends and family have been bad. They get nothing.
Uh-oh. A lump of coal.
They don't need to deserve coal.
58% of us have begun Christmas shopping. 26% haven't. 13%, I should say, aren't planning to buy gifts.
Wow.
Like Moneypenny.
That's Scrooge.
Bunch of Scrooges. Really. I know you don't need any more expenses this time of year, but you should find a way to pay a kid from down the street. If we end up having snow and a white Christmas, because if you try and shovel it yourself, you might. Yeah, you might die. That would not be a good result.
I wasn't expecting that.
According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, an average of 11,500 Americans go to the emergency room every year for snow shoveling injuries. There's an average of 100 deaths.
Yikes.
You know what that means? We must ban snow shovels immediately. They are instruments of death. Main reason people go to the ER, soft tissue injuries, cuts, fractures, heart issues. The heart issues, obviously, the ones that are the most serious to be considered there.
Yeah.
Will you give a take the hint Christmas gift?
No.
Yeah. Thanks to that viral Peloton ad, you know, where the guy gives his significant other an exercise bike and she gets obsessive about it.
Right.
A lot of talk about whether it's cool to give gifts like that. According to a new survey, 1 in 5 say they are planning to go the passive-aggressive route and give a take-the-hint gift this year. 26% of men and 17% of women. So what kind of gifts are we talking about? Deodorant or perfume, a cookbook. That's like the old Rodney Dangerfield joke, you know. My wife said she wanted to go someplace she'd never been. Rodney said, why don't you try the kitchen? exercise equipment, cleaning supplies.
I'll take a maid.
There you go. An alarm clock. Money Penny.
Hey, hey, hey.
Inside joke. A toothbrush. A gym membership. Here you go. How about some workout time, pal? Breath mints.
Brutal.
And a razor.
You needed one of those a few weeks ago.
I did, yeah. I was looking all shaggy around
the
edges.
I liked it.
It was cute.
Now, how about this story? This is not one you hear every day. A 79-year-old woman named Ida Llanos has been a Delta flight attendant since 1962.
Wow.
1 year before I started in radio, right? Because of annual raises, her salary was up to around $250,000 a year.
Wow.
And as you might imagine, she recently got fired. The company claims for stealing a carton of milk and some cereal from a flight. She is suing. Here's what Ida has to say about it.
I did feel that I could take a carton of milk. And they accused me of taking 9 cereals. I am 85 pounds. I don't eat a lot. What would I do with 9 cereals? Somebody on the flight told me that you put Bailey's Irish Cream in your coffee. And I just laughed because I said, I don't drink at all. The newer flight attendants, they can hire 4 of those for what they would pay me. I try not to take it personally, but when you get mean and you start lying about me, then that is a problem.
Yeah. So she's suing. We'll let you know what happens. Oh, by the way, we mentioned the Walmart Christmas sweater with Let It Snow depicting Santa with Cocaina. The Bobby Mac semi-professional players have taken this idea and decided there's money to be made here.
At Walmart, we realize that a lot of our customers do drugs. A lot of drugs. So to celebrate the season, we're happy to introduce our High on the Holidays collection.
What?
Narcotics-inspired sweaters and t-shirts perfect for that pothead or junkie on your list. You've already seen our cocaine-themed Let It Snow sweater.
Yeah.
So how about a gingerbread man with the words, Let's Get Baked, or graphic tees with phrases like, All I Marijuana for Christmas is You, or Have a Methy Christmas. It's the High on the Holidays collection, where you can have a white Christmas exclusively at Walmart.
Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you for making us aware of what's available out there this Christmas. There's amazing true facts here for Tuesday. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back, and we go to the phones next. Welcome back. 10 before 7 now here in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show. We get ready to wrap up shop on the text line. Bobby, I had to get out of the car and miss the Bigfoot story. No, you didn't. I'm just now getting to it. Possible Bigfoot sighting revealed as scientists hunt for ape-like creature in Oregon forests. Explorers and scientists on the trail of the legendary creature Bigfoot in the forest of Oregon, they say they may have captured video footage of the beast in an area where thousands of Bigfoot sightings have been reported. The ape-like creature, thought to be real by many. In fact, more than 10,000 people have described eyewitness accounts with Bigfoot in the U.S. over the past 50 years. A team of experts has been searching for Bigfoot in the forests of central Oregon as part of a documentary for the Travel Channel, tracking Bigfoot hotspots. One of the team members, a primatologist at Florida International University, said an undiscovered primate hiding out in dense Oregon forests is totally within the realm of possibility. Okay. So we'll see what they turn. You know, in the same fit, no Bigfoot has ever been run over by an 18-wheeler anywhere. Does that strike you as fishy? To the phones we go. Steve is next up here on the show. Thanks for patiently waiting, Steve. He is in Easley. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Bob. You know that thing about people dying at Christmas? You know, maybe we should just register our snow shovels. We'd all feel safer then, wouldn't we?
Boy, that's an excellent suggestion. Yeah, because we know, of course, as I mentioned, they are nothing but instruments of death.
Well, anyway, let's go on to the other thing that goes with death.
Right.
Taxes.
Yes.
McTaxter, you know, proposed his $3,000 pay increase for teachers.
Right.
I'm not against the teachers, but it's one of these things where you got to wonder about the timing. It's about 6 months before the legislature is going to vote on the budget for the 2021 year.
Mm-hmm.
And so McMaster is saying this now, and it's part of his proposed budget, which, by the way, we're supposed to have open budget hearings where the public can have some input on the budget, but
right.
Our legislature never does that.
No, they don't, illegally.
And, you know, what I'm really concerned with here is what our state might do. They might say we're going to raise teacher pay,
mm-hmm.
but then whenever it comes time to put it in the budget, they'll do a proviso and take it out. A couple of years ago, the state said, okay, we're going to up the money that we're going to pay per student to the school districts.
Right.
And they all bragged, hey, we're giving you all this money. They didn't mention how much they're still shorting the school districts.
Right. Left that part out.
And then what they did, they said, okay, well, we're also going to have to make all government agencies, that includes school districts,
right.
we're going to have to make them contribute more to the state retirement system. So that was a wash with the money that they gave them. So
right.
the school districts didn't really have any more money to spend. And so what I'm really worried about is the legislature has done things like raise magistrate pay, which your county has to pay for somehow.
Right.
If the state says, okay, it's going to be in law that there's going to be this increase in teacher pay,
mm-hmm.
and then they take the money away, it means that there's going to be a local tax increase. So the two things that I think people ought to do is, let's see if McMaster is still sitting there fighting for his $3,000 teacher pay increase in 6 months, or if it's just something that gets him the news right now. And then let's see if the state actually does come through with the money, or if they're going to hang the local school districts with some extra expense that's going to be unfunded.
Yeah.
And that means local tax increases, because those people in Columbia love to make local government pay for state functions. And they'll go, advocating a local penny sales tax.
Right.
For something for the state.
Yeah, we've never heard that before, have we? Well, and as if there's a correlation between teacher pay and better performance from the school system.
Well, it's got to do with, you know, trying to get good candidates. I'm not against that.
Me either. But how about results first and pay raise later?
You know, that's a good idea, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Steve. Ralph is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show in the closing minutes. Got about a minute, Ralph.
Okay, Bob. Real brief. Where do we get these yahoos like Sire talking about term limits as if he can impose them? And what is blooming idiot talking about an economy that works for us? We got one that's working for us. Working dang good. It's got us all working.
Yeah.
Except for 3.8 people, 3.8% of the people.
Right. You mean as opposed to the 12%, 13% unemployment rate under Trump's predecessor?
Yeah, some of these jobs are never coming back.
Yeah, that's right. Especially manufacturing jobs, Ralph. They're gone forever, right?
Yeah. See what happened to Canada. See if they're missing.
I hear you. Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks,
I appreciate
bye.
The call. Quickly, let me get Mike in here. What do I have? I do have just under a minute. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, buddy. Howdy.
Yes, sir.
I'm a truck driver, and they're saying we're not allowed to carry firearms. It's company policy.
Right.
But earlier I heard y'all talking about that shooting over there and
in Philly? The one in Philly today? I mean in New Jersey.
New Jersey City.
Right.
I just left from there the other day, and then two nights ago there was a security breach at a place I was at in Ohio. They tell me there's a guy running around with a gun, not to leave the truck, and all this other stuff. And then work called me and tell me that they had a check on me to make sure the guy wasn't with me.
Yeah, funny how the people that make those laws don't have to place themselves in situations where they are in danger. Mike, I got to run, unfortunately. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. See you guys tomorrow. Have yourself a great evening.
All right. Take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye, then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.